You knew coming in this would be an even matchup with you and Holcomb. Both teams really in similar situations. Ironically, come in tied at 4-4 in the league standings. You leave tied and you both split the doubleheader. But you had to like your team's effort in both games here today.
You know, we pulled away two really good games today. You know, the last inning in the first game, it just didn't really fall our way. We had opportunity, but, you know, a couple errors allowed them to score. And, you know, Buffington pitched a really good game, and we hit the ball really well. And, you know, we just kind of had too many freebies in the first game that allowed some of those girls that were on to score. And the second game, our girls, we had a couple pop-ups, but, you know, we were able to get a couple good hits and hit those girls that were on. And overall, we did really well on the field and pretty proud of the girls.
I thought really the difference from the first game to the second game, you guys really toned down the errors and cleaned up the mistakes and, you know, got a lot of those routine outs.
You know, I think the girls kind of relaxed a little bit. You know, it's kind of tough to always kind of play that last game on this season. You just never know what it's gonna be like. And we pulled away with the split today. And, you know, like you said, we're pretty evenly matched with Holcomb. And, you know, I'm sure we'll see him again at regionals. And, you know, we'd have to have less errors and just hit a couple more holes in the field.
Can't be too concerned with your hitting because you had 27 hits today and the combined doubleheader, 17 in the first game, 10 in the second. And really in the second game, I thought your team was more of a rally team with two outs, more so maybe than the first game.
Yeah, I agree. You know, that's more like having that mental toughness and thinking, you know, that I don't want to be that last out. And, you know, I know all of our girls think that. Like, I absolutely don't want to be the last out. And, you know, the girls really did that today in the second game.
And, you know, and even in the combined doubleheader, I think about everybody had at least two hits. So that's kind of nice to see and really know what – I mean, yeah, maybe slump one game and a hot second game, you know, it was kind of that way. But overall, I think everybody had at least two or three hits today.
Yeah, you know, Amanda Laura kind of struggled a little bit in the first game. But, gosh, she had some really good hits in the second game. And, I mean, I wonder if she had two or three RBIs today. She even hit a line drive right back up the pitcher. And those are always kind of scary, but – it was a good hit and went out to the outfield. And, you know, Lindy, this is her second full game that she's pitched. She did really well at the plate. She was hitting her spots really well, and her and Tori worked really, really well together today.
How about Lindy with that catch right back at her? She was squared up for that catch there in that seventh inning, and like a hockey goalie.
Yeah, honestly, it didn't even rattle her at all. It was kind of like, yeah, it's fine. I got it. No big deal. She's just an animal, and, you know, it shows on the field today. And you know, towards the end of the season when she hasn't been playing that much. And, you know, it's too bad that we haven't had her the whole season. You know, I think our record would have been a little bit different. You know, overall, I'm happy with our season. You know, for the situation that we're put in, and, you know, I always, you know, say I always want to be at, you know, a 500 team, some, you know, and we pulled it off to, you know, this year. And at the beginning of the season, it was kind of like, oh man, what's this going to season turn out to be? And, you know, the girls never gave up. And, you know, today even proved it. We still pulled out a split today. So, yeah, pretty proud of them.
3-7 in your first 10, 7-3 to wrap up. And you're going to be probably the number 4 seed. I think you're pretty much solidified there. And there's a lot of different – I shouldn't say solidified because there's a couple different variables. You could see probably three different teams in the opening round of regionals. The rematch, Goodland, Lakin, or Holcomb are probably going to be one of your three first-round opponents. You could be a 4 or 5 seed pretty easily, or a 4 or 5, 6. It's hard to tell with the games Monday and Tuesday.
And everybody in our regionals, I feel like, is pretty evenly matched. You know, I've never seen Cimarron before. I was talking to the Holcomb coach today about Cimarron. She says they hit the ball really, really well, and they're very young. They're freshmen and sophomores. And, you know, I'd really like to get in a crack at Lakin again. That split still really bothers me a little bit because I know we should have won both those games easily, and we just kind of let a couple errors get us on that one. And so, you know, some of these teams, I always like to see them later on in the season, you know, to kind of see what kind of team we've turned out to be and see what kind of team they turn out to be. And so I would like another crack at Lakin. You know, you have to beat anybody in a regionals to, you know, so I'm just kind of up for anybody.
Well, thanks again, Coach. Here, 4 straight years of at least 10 wins for Scott City after today. And I know that's something to be pretty proud of. You get 10 days to recoup and get ready to go for the postseason time. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.